Always a joy, you know, when one is able at the dawn of another day, go to bed, you sleep well. At the dawn of another day, you wake up, you're not being helped, you are able to get back on your feet. Something to be thankful to God for. I mean, if there's nothing else, the fact that you are on your feet, able to speak, and talk, and people hear what you say. You are able to walk from your bed to at least to the bathroom. You are able to come to church. Wonderful, wonderful. If you don't see any miracle, those are miracles that I would really celebrate and always be thankful to God for, as long as I continue to have things. I'd like to welcome each and all of you to today's worship service and pray God's blessing upon us as we worship in truth and in the spirit. Especially to some of you that there's someone high you heard and we see you now. It's good. Glad you're back. Hope you had a wonderful time. We are especially thankful to God to see in our midst. Paul is here and we see Jean back there. Praise God. Amen. 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 We look forward to seeing the rest of those of our brothers and sisters that I stay away. especially for health reasons. Let's continue to pray for them. Let's pray with them. God answers prayers, I have no doubt. Let me invite us to take a look at both screens. Maybe we have all of the screens. We have some in the choir loft, and I have one here. So let's take a look at our announcement. But we'll begin with something that is wonderful that is coming up in the life of our congregation. It's called Grief Share. I'm going to take 2 minutes, maybe three the most, to hear what that is about. Let's do that quickly and see. Jean, do you have something that you want to show us?
I think one of the major difficulties that I've seen over the years with people in grief is that we live in a culture that does not talk about loss or grief. People are unaware of it, and then all of a sudden they're plunged into it. And at the time where they are at the most vulnerable point of their life, the most vulnerable place, intense pain, they also have to learn about the reality of what grief is. And many people think, basically, I'm going crazy. What is this happening to me? I'm going over the edge. They're going to lock me up. But if we know ahead of time, this is grief. It's what to expect. Then we can realize, I'm not going crazy. I just have to go through this experience. There is a fog inside of our brain, as it were. And you'll be talking to somebody, and all of a sudden, in the middle of your discussion, it's like, what was I talking about? You're not as sharp. This is why we tell people, be careful when you're driving, because this is a time of your life when you're most likely to get a ticket or have an accident. And I'll say, have you ever been driving and you don't remember the last 10 blocks? And they say, oh my goodness, yes. It's like, I woke up down here and I wonder what happened in the last 10 blocks. And that's happened to me as well. And so we're not as sharp. As I work with high school kids who have been through tragedies, I have to talk to the teachers about, lower your expectations when it comes to the grading. They're not going to be remembering. I remember one young man that talked to me after a shooting in the high school. He said, I knew all this material before the shooting. Now I go back and it's like, I've never seen it before. What happened to my brain? It's like it just wiped it out. And this is what grief does to us. I think for me, grief work is the process of looking at my grief and facing the fact that I am in grief, and there are going to be certain tasks that I'm going to need to engage in. I'll give you an example of this. In the death of a spouse, people will say, oh, they lost their husband, or they lost their wife. That is the primary loss. But you have a whole list of what we call secondary losses. Lost a confidant, an errand runner, somebody who took the trash out, somebody who took care of the bills. You're going to lose your couple friends. It goes on from there, and there's usually about 20 to 30 secondary losses. If we identify those and we know those in advance, then we're not going to be ambushed as much. We'll realize, okay, this is another loss that I'm going to need to grieve over.
Grief Share is a support group that helps you heal from the pain of grief. The Grief Share video seminars, workbook exercises, and small group discussions give you encouragement, useful advice, and hope. If you're grieving the death of a loved one, consider joining a Grief Share group. It's the perfect place for you to make sense of your suffering and heal from your pain. Begin your journey from mourning to joy at Grief Share.
Once again, good morning, family. We have a great ministry that is starting in our congregation, starting the first Saturday in November. And I would just want to encourage each and every one of you, if you're dealing with grief, sometimes we're dealing with grief and we don't even realize that it is grief. And it doesn't have to be something that just happened. It could be something that has happened 10 years ago. So I'm just encouraging you to come out with us so that we can heal together and celebrate the life of our loved ones who have gone before us. And you will get the support that you need and the tools that you need to continue to progress to the next steps in your life. The Grief Share group will start from 10 a.m. and it will end at 12. But I would just love to have each and every one of you here that are dealing with grief and to encourage family and friends that you know that might be dealing with grief to come out and get the support that they need. Because we all need each other. And I want to be that person with you to walk alongside you. Saturday, once again, is from 10 to 12 here at the church.
Let's be together in prayer. We, like the tax collector, humbly come before your holy presence, weeping in sorrow and loaded in heart, that you may hear and answer our prayers, O merciful God. Unlike the Pharisee who claims to be righteous, we claim your grace and mercy to allow our cries to ascend to you, O Lord. We confess that we cannot save ourselves. Our faith is timid and strained. We are often doubtful when we ask, but for the sake of your own name, hear our call. Stand by us, give us strength, and we will boldly proclaim your Lord and Savior from the death of our hearts. Help us to always witness with our lips and the deeds of our lives. Amen. Do we have children here this morning? Yes, I see some familiar faces. So, how's everyone doing? Good. Good to see you. You guys look very happy. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sunny, right? Not too hot, not too cold. Just nice. Thanks for being here this morning. Glad to have you. So, let's just take a moment and see if we can watch a little video. I don't know what that is. You and I.
Hang on.
And even raised people from the dead. One day, Jesus told this story to some people who thought they were very good and looked down on everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. Tax collectors were hated by many people. Yeah. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not bad like other people, cheaters and sinners. I'm certainly not like that tax collector.
Ha ha!
I fast and give up eating food twice a week, and I give you a tenth of everything I earn. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest because he was so sad, saying, God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. Then Jesus said, I tell you, when the tax collector went home, he was right with God. But the Pharisee was not right with God. Everyone who makes himself great will be made humble, but everyone who makes himself humble will be made great.
Wow. So, did you follow the video? Is there anything you heard you want to share? What did you hear? Just one thing. You don't have to repeat the whole thing. Just one thing you heard. Also fine. I heard something I'm going to share with you. How about living and being a poor lady? Two people, one of them is a bully. And there were two guys over there. One of them is called who? Which of them name is? The tax collector. And then the who?
The Pharisee.
The Pharisee was a bully, right? That's not nice. You think it's good to bully another person, even when you're praying to God? You say, look at that one there. I'm not like that one standing over there. That's being a bully. You can do that. So he bullied this man. He bullied the tax collector. is the person that really collects government money. People who collect money for government, they give the government the wrong. So the government gave them power, say, you have property, you have to pay some money for the government for it, so that the government can run. They help the government, money help the government to do all of the wonderful things the government does, like the roads, the security, and all of the different things that the government has to do. So this Pharisee thinks that by doing that, it was wrong, and the other person is bad. That was the general thing at the time. And then he used that against the tax collector to tell God that this man was bad. He's not like me. What do you think is the best way to treat each other? All right.
Kind.
Kind, yes. You know, even if this person is bad and you are good, what they are still, they deserve your kindness. Because you are kind. You can be kind and good at the same time. Yeah. So that's how this guy created. And that was in the prayer. God doesn't hear prayer like that. Holy prayer. You don't tell God, this person is bad. I don't want to be like this. God. God. All right. Let us pray. Thank you, dear God, for our time with this children today. We pray for each other in a special way. We ask, Lord, that we will continue to just bless the few times we have with them. And as they leave from here to go into the various homes, we pray, God, that your blessing will go along with them. As they go to school, help them to put on those behaviors that are worthy of your presence, are worthy of what they learned in church, so that they can continue to grow to become good Christian men and women in our society. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming.
Good morning. It is so nice to see so many people here this morning. Welcome, everyone. We're glad to see you.
On a journey of a narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us a heritage of faithfulness, passed on through godly lives. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion find their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Now, after all our hopes and dreams, they've come and gone, and our children sift through all that's left behind. May the clues that they uncover and the memories they discover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. So for all who come behind us, find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion line their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey, to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful, and the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May all who come behind us find us faithful.
Just as Christ did. He loved us. He gave himself up for us. He was a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice to God. There should not even be a hint of sexual sin among you. Don't do anything impure, and do not always want more and more. These are not bad things that God's holy people should do. There must not be any bad language or foolish talk or dirty jokes. They are out of place. Instead, you should give thanks. Here is what you can be sure of. Those who give themselves over to sexual sins are lost. Those are people whose lives are impure. The same is true of those who always want more and more. People who do these things might as well worship statues of gods. No one who does tell them will receive a share in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Don't let anyone fool you with worthless words. People who say things like that aren't obeying God. He is angry with them. So don't go along with people like that. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Amen. Lord, you are so good. You are so good. Lord, you are so good. You are so good. Lord, you are so good. You are so good. Lord, you are so good. You are so good. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I am thankful this morning. Thank God for adding another family to our family. Yes, day before yesterday, my niece had a baby girl. So we went there yesterday to welcome her. So I am thankful. Lord, you are so good. Abraham, God, you are so good. Amen.
To please pray for my mom. She had surgery for skin cancer on her forehead, and it was pretty extensive. So she may not be here. She's up and around. She's moving well, you know, but she doesn't want anyone to think she was in a bar fight or something. So she'll come back when the bruising and the stuff is gone. But just say a prayer for her because it's scary, and doctor said it, the outcome should be good. So thank you.
I have two things. First, a simple joy on Dylan, who's down in Sunday school right now. His football coaches gave him a sportsmanship award for his league. And we like to think that that's at least in part from the things that he sees and learns around here. And secondly, I've often heard the pastor talk about how being a Christian sometimes makes us uncomfortable or puts us in uncomfortable situations. And to be perfectly honest, that's not often been a reality in my life. And now we're starting up Grief Share Ministry, and Grace has provided me with the opportunity to be a part of that. And I, only time will tell whether that proves to be a joy or a burden, but it definitely is outside of my comfort zone. So we could use some prayers, or more specifically, I could use some prayers to help make that successful.
the sufficiency of your provisions for both our physical and spiritual needs, O God. In appreciation for all your gifts that sustain us daily and guarantee our eternal life, we present ourselves, our offerings and tithes for your kingdom's work amongst us, in our community, in the world, in the name of your Son,